Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. Came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you this morning. How are you? I'm sure that you're doing well. I pray that you are. Amen. I pray that you are in your winning season. Amen. I pray that I'm in mine too. Praise God. In our winning season, just a season where we win. We do know that we don't perpetually live in that season. I do, but I do know that every season, no matter what is going on in that season, there is some time of winning and being blessed and moving forward and growing. And I'm grateful to God. But this season is just a winning season. That's where God is just doing and opening doors left, right, and center. And everywhere you turn and everything that you touch, you find yourself winning. And I thank God for that place, that season. Amen. Welcome to Hope City Radio. This is Pastor Stevenson, and I am glad to be with you. I've been traveling this week, got back in this morning. Amen. Feels like just a few minutes ago. Praise the Lord. And I'm just glad to be back home. Amen. Home. And I'm glad to be looking and welcoming you to be with us on Sunday. We have Pastor Keith Battle. He will be with us on this Sunday morning, and I think you're just going to be absolutely blessed. I want you to come out and bring and invite someone to be with you, and just be blessed by what God will say through him to us. Amen. I believe God has a word for us. And I'm asking him to speak to us so clearly. Whatever season we're in, whatever's going on around us, they're going to speak to us and give us clear instructions and direction through Pastor Battle. So you make sure that you come and be with us as we worship together in the beauty of holiness. Looking forward so much to it. Pastor Battle is just a great speaker, great preacher. God uses him tremendously. I love his candor. I love how straightforward he is and how he says exactly what he means, and he then backs up with scripture what it is that has been said. And I'm just grateful you're going to enjoy Pastor Battle. So you come on out and be a part of of this Sunday. Amen. Amen. Quickly approaching, just want to, speaking of winning season, we've been in a tremendous winning season. My wife and I, we will celebrate on May 1st next week. We'll celebrate 25 years of marriage. That is just a blessing. We talk about it now as we look back on 25 years. We're like, man, what a blessing that we've been together, working together, loving each other, moving toward destiny together for 25 years. Doesn't seem like 25 years at all. I'm just amazed. I pretty much can gauge those 25 years just by looking at our children. But outside of that, we just have not been in that place. It doesn't feel like 25 years. But I'm grateful to God for my wife, the love of my life, and God keeping us together and helping us to do the things necessary to stay together no matter what. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Amen. So just pray for us as we continue to move forward in this season. Amen. Amen. I want us to just go in prayer as we pray for God's hand. We pray that God will bless us and speak to us and minister to us, that we would come in contact with the face of God, that we would grow, that we would become whom God has called us to be. Whatever your request is today, I'm praying that God will meet you at the very point of your need. I'm praying that God would minister to you, and that God would help you to grow and to become all that God is calling and expecting and looking for you to be. And so let's pray, and let's just believe God that this weekend shifts some things for some people, and that this weekend becomes the weekend where God maybe begins to open up doors, and maybe this weekend you begin to walk into a new season of winning. And so we just believe, God, that things are changing and shifting. Father, thank you so much for your grace. Lord, we thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for who you are. And thank you for all that you have been and continue to be to us. I pray, Father, in the name of the Lord, that you would speak to us this weekend. I pray that you would help us as we move forward in the things that you've called us to do. Help us, Lord God, that we might continue to find and gain balance in the work that you have called us to do. That, God, we would recognize our absolute and desperate need for you, that we would recognize that we can't do anything without you, God. We would recognize that you are awesome and you're a wonder, that you deserve worship and praise. Lord God, I pray that we would recognize you and recognize your hand and all that you are doing in the life of your people. I pray, Father, that you would help us, forgive us of our sins as we have fallen short of your glory. We continue to miss the mark. We continue to miss what it is you have called us to do and who you have called us to be. And so we ask for forgiveness. Forgive us for missing you, for the thoughts of our life that don't please you. Forgive us, Lord God, for the things that we say and the things that we do that don't bring you joy, they don't bring you pleasure. I pray, God, that we would recognize that your grace is sufficient, but your grace is not to be used lightly, that your grace is amazing, and we thank you for it. We thank you, God, as we look to continue to become and do the things that you have called us to become and to do. And I pray, God, you would help us as your people to walk into this new season of winning. Help us to be ready to win. We've become so used to not winning. But Lord, I pray that you would help us to get ready to win, and not just to win one thing or in one place, but Lord God, in every area of our life, in everything that we step out to do, that we would see victory inside of it. We would see victory over it, Lord God. And I pray, God, that you help us to become and to do what you've called us to do. Now, Lord, we give you this weekend, and we pray that you would minister to us and that you would use us to minister to others. You would use us to bless other people, that you would use us to lift and direct other people, and you would use us, Lord God, to help somebody see their vision for their life, that you would help us to help somebody to recognize clearly that your hand is on them and that you're ministering and you want them. And I pray, God, that as we continue to do what you've called us to do, that you would help us to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. We give you this weekend. We say, have thine own way. We say, God, use us and God, help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I pray and thank God for you and pray that you will be blessed. I will see you on Sunday, ready to hear and receive the word of the Lord. God bless you.